Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hi, everyone. Today, we're filling in for Dr. Pat, and we're going to show you a stress relief game for back to school. If you have young children or teenagers, or if you're grandparents or a caretaker, or parents, this show is for you. By the way, it's a fun game that you can use for what? Yourself as well.
Yeah, yourself first.
Yes, yourself first. Yes. Take care of you first. We are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the ecosystem approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. And by the way, I'm Patricia, and this is Jason. So, okay, Jason, we know this year going back to school is really stressful for kids and parents as well. Most traditional advice is not practical. And if it works, it only works for a short time. Jason, can you explain how the clearing game can help our listeners right now?
Well, it's based on a major misconception about stress. You know, it reminds me of the old Groucho Marx joke. Where he goes to the doctor, it hurts when I go like this.
Yes.
And the doctor says, don't go like this.
Exactly.
She didn't even know I was going to do that. But anyways, this Groucho Marx, it just comes.
I know, yes, it just shows up.
Well, yeah. Most people talk about stress and saying, well, okay, just don't do whatever makes you stressed. But for most of us, the things that make us stress are things we have to do.
Or things that, is some would say, are out of our control to control.
Yes.
You know, and that makes
like
it different.
Driving to work in traffic.
Oh, exactly. And the other thing is this past year, almost 2 years now, things have been very, very stressful, even though most of us have been at home. So now things are starting to open up. And now our children or grandchildren, they're going back to school. So in fact, Benny, the producer today, he told us that his kids went back to school today for the first time.
Yes.
So, wait.
So Benny, this is for you.
This one's for
right.
You.
Exactly. Well, just to reiterate, so they had gone last year for half of the day, for half of the school year for just 2 hours in the morning. And then it was afternoon things at home. This is the first, everyone's back for the full day from, start to finish.
Okay.
And
oh wow. Okay. So it's completely different. Life is totally different. Mm-hmm. And even if you don't have kids, by the way, the clearing game is going to be a great one for you, a stress relief game. But the bottom line is that because everything is different, when we do things that are different, it creates stress.
Well, and if your kid comes to you and says, mommy or daddy, I'm stressed. I'm too stressed to go to school. You know,
here's
if you
a
buy
game.
That one, yeah, this is, you can use this instead. So,
yes. Yeah, in other words, don't buy that one. Use the game we're going to teach you. Okay. It's very simple.
But it's based on this false belief that if you just avoid what you're stressed, that it'll go away.
Right.
And we know as intuitives, we know that stress is an energy.
Yes.
And it doesn't go away by talking yourself out of it, doing avoiding the things that stresses you out,
right.
Because it's an emotional response,
right.
It's an energy response, mm-hmm. that comes from within you. We see it as negative energy attached to your essence that that needs to be cleared.
Okay.
And what do we do with the ecosystem approach?
We do clearing. We get rid of those things, those negative energies.
Yeah.
So, and today we're going to start with the stress thing.
Yes. So, and one other thing, you know, I see the calming advertisements.
Oh, the commercials. Yeah, yes, I've seen
that. Just take 15 minutes of calm, which, you know, I always do it with them. You know, I'd say, okay. But the truth is, it doesn't get rid of the energy. And we know
that
stress energy, anxiety is an energy, and you have to clear it away.
Right.
You can't just calm yourself for a minute, because the minute the commercial stops, I'm screwed all the time.
Well, and I want to say the rain on the commercial and that sort of thing doesn't relieve the stress for me at all. It means I have to stop what I'm doing and go use the bathroom. So, you know, that water going thing,
which is one of our points, which is everybody has their own type of reaction to certain things and how they stress.
Exactly.
So you have a story about one of your clients who used this kind of clearing game for a long, long time. How long has it been?
Well, actually, I added it up, and I believe it's been over 15 years, because this this person, he is now, he's well into at least 18, maybe even older. And he, I met him for the first time, I believe, when he was 3. So it, like I said, it's been like 15 years.
And we've been working with his mom.
And so, I had been working with his mom, and it was great. Well, I still work with her, actually. And I work with him as well, but we were working, and he pointed at this picture and he said, "What's that?" And by the way, I'm going to show you this picture right now. This picture is this. This is the picture of the processor. We're going to talk about this today. But what happened was, he wanted to know what that was and what it all meant. Very, very curious child. Very intelligent. Yeah. Yes, exactly. So I pulled it down off of my wall, and folded it up, and I said, "Here, this is for you." And to this day, he still has that exact piece of paper that I gave him with the picture of the processor on it, and he uses it. Now, I admit, sometimes his mother will say, "Go talk to the wall," but the bottom line is that, he still uses it. And he told me, less than a year ago, he said, "You know, Patricia, that has saved me so many times when I have just wanted to put my fist through a wall or felt like I was just completely out of control with things that were stressing me out."
Well, and here's my pet peeve. Okay. And I've been guilty of this, so I'm raising my hand, but using platitudes with kids. They come to you with a problem, or they
"Oh, it's going to be okay."
Yes, exactly. Yes. Or, "Don't worry." Oh, that's the best one. Don't worry. Yeah. Well, this is something you can actually do.
Yeah.
It is, instead of giving your kid, "I'm worried about this," or "so-and-so is giving me a hard time." Well, how do you feel about that? Well, let's put that in the processor.
Right.
You know,
right. And that, it works, by the way.
You know, maybe he's afraid of being this kid that's a bully or whatever.
Let's
put that fear in the processor. Mm-hmm. That's doing something really functional for a kid. It gives you credibility as a parent.
Yes.
Because instead of just platitudes.
Right.
Oh my gosh. And you know, I've heard so many platitudes, and I know that it's the main thing that I yell at the TV for, you know.
Oh yeah.
Someone's saying, "Well, oh, don't worry about it. It's going to be okay."
Right.
"It'll always work out," or, you know, "Time heals all wounds," blah, blah, blah. "Shoot me." And
I just now remember this. I happened to be working with two sisters that were, I believe, 7 and 9 at the time. They're definitely older now. And their mother sent them to me and said, "Please help my kids, you know, they just hate each other." And so we had done some clearing. We used the processor. We put that negative energy in there. And I said to them both later on, you know, after we had done this, practiced the game, in other words, did the game, I said, "How are you two feeling about each other?" And the older one turned around and said, "Well, I don't hate her as much." And I said, "Well, then it's working." And so, and by the way, they actually get along very well now, and they both still use The Clearing Game.
It's really neat. It's, and we're going to talk to you about The Clearing Game in the next segment and give you all the specifics and, right. and what to right. do.
So, but you have a story about the platitudes, Jason.
Well, it's a brief one, but it's
very really relevant.
Yes. Because, this is way before I was doing this work and I didn't have this tool.
Yeah.
But my daughter's mother, my wife at the time died of cancer and my daughter was 7 years old. Mm-hmm. And I remember, it was a kind of a unique situation, but we were thrown into this community where we didn't know a lot of people, but it was a very Christian community and they were telling her a lot of platitudes. Oh, your mother's with Jesus. Oh, it'll be okay. You know,
She's in a better place. And that's the one that flipped your daughter out.
It made her angry. You know, it made her angry and
rightfully so, by the way.
It just, she was hurting and her mother left her to go be with somebody
that she didn't know.
Exactly.
Why would she do that?
So sort of thing. Platitudes can be not only not work, but they can be very harmful too.
Exactly.
If I had this then, I would have said, okay, how do you feel? Let's just put that in the process. Let's do something, you know.
Exactly. So way to go on that one. So Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Back to school stress for parents and children is an energy that can be cleared.
Yes.
Stress comes from your emotional story that is unique to you and can be cleared. No platitudes.
Right.
Calming yourself is only temporary because it does not remove the negative energy. Mm-hmm. And the ecosystem approach teaches you to clear stress and relate it to your unique emotional story.
Exactly. In the next segment, we're going to tell you specifically how to get set up and play the Clearing Game and some tips about how to work with your kids. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. And by the way, we're sitting in for Dr. Pat today. And thank you for that opportunity, Dr. Pat. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Guess what? You don't need to wait until the new year to set new goals for yourself. Hi, I'm Joan Marlowe, the host of Awareness to Action, and I'm taking this concept to a whole new level. I've developed a program to take your awareness to action in 90 days. Let me introduce you to your day one. Day one can start any day you choose, so why not now? We will use powerful brainstorming, mastermind, visioning, and goal setting techniques to open your awareness of what you really want in your life and take action with intention to get there. Choose to work with me one-on-one or in a small group. Let's connect, lift each other up, and hold each other accountable. I'm offering a free consult to design your program. Visit my site, peacefullyhealing.com, to connect with me, and let's find out when your day one will begin.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the Ecosystem Approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Carrie Nail from Nailed It Radio. Understanding our personality preferences can be huge in conquering miscommunication with others. For example, people who prefer extroverted energy tend to speak as they think and want to communicate by talking. However, people who prefer introverted energy tend to think quietly about their response before speaking and prefer to communicate by writing. And so a great strategy for both energy preferences is when extroverts want to brainstorm out loud, they should give introverts information ahead of time to think and prepare quietly before sharing out loud. An introvert should plan for quiet time before and after being with extroverts and let extroverts know that he or she needs time to think before giving an answer. I specialize in helping people understand these differences so you can take them into every aspect of your life to thrive. For more information, you can visit my website, carrieneal.com. That's K-E-R-I-N-A-I-L.com.
Life can be demanding, but sometimes our wheels are spinning and we're too focused on making them turn to notice we're stuck in the mud. Tune into The Pause with me, Ellen Wyoming Deloy, every second and fourth Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Learn how to stop, reflect, and start moving forward with intention. And if you're really looking to jumpstart your personal development, schedule a free coaching consultation with me at ellenwyomingdeloy.com.
Are you ready to experience full body system wellness? Tune in to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright, a spiritual toolbox for your life. Embrace the fullness of who you are as a spiritual being, having a human experience. Pam Bright is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, energy intuitive, and spiritual transformation coach. Join her for a rich conversation about how to unlock all your spiritual gifts. Mondays at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
I like the music there, Benny. That was really, really good.
Thank you.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. Today, we're standing in for Dr. Pat. Thank you for that opportunity, Dr. Pat. In this segment, we're going to tell you specifically how to get set up and play the clearing game, or the stress clearing game. And we're also going to give you some tips about how to work with your kids and maybe even help you. We are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the ecosystem approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. In fact, right now we're going to give you a useful tip about what you can do with everyday life. So, Jason, why don't you tell everybody what the email, not the email address, but whatever our address is, so they can go and get what we're talking about.
So if you want to, we're going to show you how to do this. Mm-hmm. If you go to our website right now, theecosystemapproach.org, and sign up for our free section, you can have access to this. It's just a PDF and you can print it out.
Okay. And it looks like, well, ours looks like this. Here we go. Ours looks like this at the moment. And there's actually two printed there.
And we printed out on cardstock.
So that you can actually stand it up and put it on a table and or on a dresser, or as I said in the previous segment, you could put it up on, pin it up on the wall.
Okay,
but and it has everything on it that you need.
We're ahead of ourselves, though.
Oh, excuse me. My apologies.
Because what's important here is that if you understand that emotions are energies.
Yes.
This is something functional. This is something practical that you can do with those instead of saying, oh, don't worry about it, or oh, it's going to get better tomorrow, or just ignore it.
Or how about this one? This was my parents' favorite. I don't know, figure it out. Oh, okay. That was the way my parents handled it.
You know, and so when what happens is that if you explain what we call the clearing game, I wouldn't call it the stress relief game to kids, but because that doesn't sound as good, but the clearing game. And basically it's a 1 minute game. It's less than a minute.
Yeah.
It's not something you say, oh, you don't have to make it a big deal. Like we have to sit down and we're going to do clearing for 30 minutes. Oh, don't do that. You just make it fun. We're just going to do it for a minute.
Right.
So if your kid comes to you and says, oh, I'm struggling. Oh, to kick the soccer ball. The way I want to.
Right.
So, okay, well, how do you feel about that? Oh, it frustrates me. Okay, let's put that frustration into the processor.
Right.
Let's use that. Or I feel stupid when I miss the shot, when I kick the ball and it doesn't go where I'm supposed to. Well, clear feeling stupid.
Yeah.
And if you don't know what you can't name the feeling, just take the expression that they use. I feel really stupid when I kick the ball. Okay. Right. Let's put that I feel really stupid when I kick the ball and put it right in the processor.
Well, and one of the things that you and I haven't talked about, but I've worked with more than a few children. And one of the things that I found, especially starting with about the 5-year-olds, right around there, is that I would take the picture of the processor. And what I would do is I would put it like on the floor and I would have them do what's that called? A hook shot. Dribble it in. I've had them make fun and laugh at not only themselves, but laugh at me doing the same thing. And we have had so much fun that when they walk out of the, usually when they walk out of the session, they say, "Mom, how soon can I come back? We had fun."
So, you know, and once they get in the habit of taking their negative emotions,
yes,
and putting someplace,
they do it all the time.
Yes. For a kid, it's kind of natural. And that's why we call what we do the ecosystem approach, because it's an ecosystem approach to human beings. As opposed to a mechanical approach of treating them like machines.
Exactly.
If you treat your kids like a machine, things are going to be a problem.
Yes, exactly. And it's really, really, really interesting one of the things that we're going to clear for today, and definitely in the last segment, is we're going to clear for your creativity, you as parents or you as caregivers, to figure out what works for your children when you're doing this game with them.
Okay, so let's get to the specifics.
Okay,
now we're ready. So if you sign up for our free section,
there you go.
You go to our website, theecosystemapproach.org,
right,
and go to the tab that says free section. Mm-hmm. To the drop down menu, you see the processor. This is the processor.
And one more time, this is the processor.
And what'll happen is that you can download it as a PDF. Mm-hmm. And then you can cut across this very faint line.
Well, and that's
exactly, you get two of them.
And that's exactly what I'm going to do. And so I'm going to cut it across and then I'm going to fold it. And you can, excuse me, it looks like this. And I'm going to fold it. And so that you can see the clearing statement is printed on one side, or I should unfold it. The clearing statement is printed on one side. And of course, then our phone number, our contact, and contact us, the ecosystem approach is right there. So you're going to fold it back and then you're going to fold the other one back so that it can sit on a table very nicely like this.
And you can see
see everything,
the processor,
and you can see it. And this is where, like I said, that I've done with kids, I've put it on the floor. I've put it on a chair so that we can do jump shots and hook shots and even kick it in.
For a soccer player?
For a soccer player.
Lay it on site.
Exactly.
And now if you had a kid like mine, when she was 5, 6, and 7, she would have asked, "What does a processor do, Daddy?"
Very good. Let's talk about that for just a moment.
So what happens is that the negative energy, or the thing you're struggling with, I don't want to go to school.
Yes.
You put that "I don't want to go to school" where the top arrow is, and it just goes into the processor.
Uh-huh.
It gets processed. Now if I was with a 5-year-old, I'd use a noise, it would process it.
Okay, I'm glad I'm not a 5-year-old.
It probably wouldn't work with a teenager.
No,
they would just roll their
irritate
eyes.
Them to no end. Yes. Exactly.
So I irritated my daughter all the way through her teenage years.
He still irritates her, but that's okay.
So
she loves him.
So those kind of noise probably wouldn't work, but just that's part of having fun with it. And then it comes out the front. There's a front little you can see it here.
There you go.
The front little spout.
Mm-hmm.
And so the process, so it comes out neutral. So it comes out, that heavy negative stuff goes on the top.
Right.
And it processes it, and then it comes out neutral. And it works. We've been doing this for 20 years. It works.
We have seen great successes, definitely, all areas.
In some energetic realms, the people say, "Well, you have to believe." This works whether you believe it or not. you just go through the emotions, and it works. This works
exactly. And the other thing is that your intention is what matters here. That's the biggest thing of all, your intention. So Jason,
here's some tips.
Okay.
First of all, make it fun.
Yeah.
Do whatever you can. Make it fun.
Yes.
Talk to your child when you're doing this.
Yes.
But it doesn't have to be a long, drawn conversation, 15 seconds, 30 seconds. We're not talking about War and Peace here.
Right.
Start with yourself.
Yeah.
So start clearing yourself first.
Exactly.
If you're stressed about your kids going back to school, if you're worried that something's going to happen to them.
Put that energy right in there.
They're not
going to
do
exactly
well.
Where it needs to go.
Start with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Make it a ritual. Maybe it's a fun fun game to do before dinner or after dinner.
Or how about a fun thing to do while you're having breakfast?
Or before you do your homework.
Exactly.
Put all those homework. I don't want to do my homework. This is boring.
Yes. I hate this. I hate my teacher.
Put that all in the processor.
Well, and you can take the energy of hate and put it in the processor right in the top here. And you will be so amazed at the difference. And by the way, when your kids are less stressed, guess what? You're less stressed. And it's really, really, really awesome.
So so if your kids are resistant,
clear
the resistance. Do it on your own. So if they're resistant, you clear their resistance.
Right.
Okay.
And you can do
clear
that.
Yourself. Mm-hmm. Try another time.
Right.
Don't ever force it. Please don't bully your kids into doing this stuff because it won't work.
Well, and
bribing is okay.
I knew you.
Food, sugar, we never.
Well, we don't really promote that, but if that's what works right now, go for it.
Young kids, the best time to start is when they're young. But if you,
that's what we found.
You can still start as a teenager.
Yes.
Make it fun.
Yes.
Reinforce it often.
Right.
Don't just do it now and then do it 3 weeks later. Do it every single day.
Right.
And then do it with them.
Well, and one of the things, and I'm just going to put this, one of the things that you can put in here is clearing the blocks. And we're going to do it in the next or the segment after this at the end, clearing the blocks to communication with you and your child, you and your teenager, you and your college student. And wait a minute, let me just say it really clearly. You and your spouse or partner, you would not believe the difference in the way the energy will change. It's phenomenal. And everybody wins here, by the way.
People have said this, but people notice that we like each other.
Oh, we do.
I know that's kind of rare for married couples.
Yes, for as long as we've been together.
But that's because we clear.
All the time.
We do this.
Yes.
We don't have this. We have it in our imagination. It's drilled in there. But we clear this stuff all the time. So for teenagers, make it fun. Clear the resistance over and over again. It might take a while. Be persistent.
Never force them.
Never force it. And do it for them if they refuse. So if your teenager is going into their room and
they're angry.
Angry and depressed, clear angry and depression. Clear the resistance to doing this.
Clear
the resistance to doing the clearing game. So
okay. So Jason, one of the key points of this segment, we were having way too much fun.
Yes,
it was good.
Kids love the clearing game if it's introduced at a young age.
But it doesn't have to be introduced at a young age. We'll say it that way.
It helps children identify their emotions and gives them a way to handle their negative emotions. Never push teenagers to do the clearing game. Clear their resistance instead and be patient.
Mm-hmm.
And the ecosystem approach teaches you to create an energy approach to your life for you and your children.
Okay. In the next segment, we're going to share some back to school decision-making approaches that will be helpful for you as a parent, caretaker, and or grandparent. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. We're sitting in for Dr. Pat today, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. We'll be back in a minute.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey, everybody, it's me, psychic medium Jamie.
And me, spirit walker Nicole. We are so excited to introduce you to our new live call-in show called Shades of Spirit on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
As we connect you with your crossed-over loved ones, angels, and guides, and also help you develop your own psychic and healing abilities. For more information and to book your own private experience, go to ShadesOfSpirit.com and also follow us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We figured by the time we turned 50, we kind of had life figured out, but we were not prepared for the realities of midlife. Tune in to And That's When I Realized, the truth and comedy of midlife with me, Susan Dolce.
And me, Leon Dyer, every second and fourth Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You're not alone in these challenges, and sometimes you just gotta laugh.
Find us at SusanDolce.com
and LeonDyer.com.
Want to ignite your best life full of joy, passion, and purpose? Then join me, Stephanie James, for The Spark, Wednesday nights, 6 o'clock Pacific Time, 9 o'clock Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and learn how together we can illuminate the world. Learn more on StephanieJames.world. The best is yet to come.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack, and I'm excited to tell you about the latest technology. It is new to this country, and it's just amazing. It's out of Germany. The Healy is state-of-the-art technology for improving and changing the body vibration. I have more information about the Healy on my website, MaryJaneMack.com, or you can call the office at 888-777-4232.
I love the song. I don't know who sang that. Who is that?
That would be the Silvers.
I like that.
Old school
I like that
band.
A lot.
Old school band.
Yes, I love it. So,
well, if you were a wallflower and you had problems asking a girl to dance at the prom, and oh by the way, if your teenager is resistant to doing this, and they're trying to do something with a girl or a guy. This is clearing is the way to help them.
Oh, very good, Jason.
Make it happen.
Exactly. So this is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to share some back to school decision making approaches. By the way, Jason just gave you one that will be helpful for you as a parent, caretaker, and or grandparent. We are sitting in for Dr. Pat today. Thank you again, Dr. Pat, for this opportunity. We are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the ecosystem approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Okay, Jason, people are mad and lashing out. I'm talking about today. I heard about a school board. I heard about school board members quitting because the issues had become so contentious. And so what do we do when we have to make a decision or we're being forced to do something that we don't want to do? What do we do with that, Jason?
Well, the idea is that going back to school this year because of COVID, because of the Delta variant, is a much different is much different than in previous years when before COVID,
right?
You know, so you have these, you know, do I send my kid? Do I hold them back? Do mm-hmm. I send them with a mask? Is everybody going to be wearing masks? You know, are they going to be bullied because of the mask? Is there going to be, you know,
right.
all this stuff? And people are really hot about it. So we want to help parents with that first, okay. And then we've got some more information about the COVID virus, and we looked at it intuitively, and we're going to share some what we saw about
yeah.
that. I think you'll find it very interesting. There's something really valuable to looking at a virus intuitively mm-hmm. because it has an energy or an emotion, and I think that's very interesting from my perspective.
Okay, so do I actually.
So first of all, intense emotions create a fertile ground for a COVID infection and the Delta variant.
Okay.
But also, if you've got these intense emotions about your kid going back to school, whether it's for or against vaccination, masks, whatever it is.
Separation.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. You know, how are they going to be safe in school? Are they going to impose these
right.
rules or not?
Right.
You know, all those things. The intensity of your emotion should tell you something, and that you can't be objective when they're that intense. So
right. And so put them in here.
put that anger in there.
Download this and use it. It is amazing. It is a great visual to help you be better.
Remember, theecosystemapproach.org and sign up for a free section.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
The thing is that for objectivity, keep clearing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, chances are if you have these strong emotions, there's a high likelihood that you've been manipulated in some way, that that the some of the sources that you're getting your information from is getting you all charged up. And that may be a problem in itself. So,
wait a minute. I would call that negative energy just looking to manipulate and con and lie.
We talked about this two shows ago. So just take a look. But two shows ago, we were talking about how dark energy is always on both sides.
Yes,
you know, whatever our position is about COVID or masks or shots or whatever,
right?
You know, chances are good that that dark energy is on both sides and is wanting people to fight.
It's
working because people are fighting.
And by the way, it's time to stop fighting. It's time to, and I'm not saying lay down your beliefs. I'm saying stop fighting and using your beliefs as weapons.
So my suggestion is that if you have a strong belief and you're trying to advocate for a particular position, go do some research on the other side. Go research the opposite position.
Yes.
And get some information and see what happens. And if you're resistant to doing that,
clear
your resistance. Okay.
Yes.
So it's a really stressful time for parents these days with COVID-19.
Truly.
I can't imagine, you know, we just had our first grandchild, we have grandkids, and it's very difficult for the parents. You know, this is something though, don't let it create, if you're a grandparent, don't let it create a barrier between your kids. It's your kid's decision on how they're going to raise their kid.
It is.
And you can, depending on your relationship, you can have input, but that's what it should be at the most. So keep clearing. Clear veils and illusions so you can see and perceive the intense emotions.
Right.
Intense emotions are an indication of a manipulation. So just consider that.
Yes, yes.
So
yes.
We went this morning. We're going really fast here, but we went and looked at the Delta variant. Now we have a whole series on the coronavirus and what to do. If you go to our website again, it's all free, it's all there.
Yeah.
And if you get it's to help you from getting the it's clearing the energy so you don't you're not as contagious or to receptive to get the
to receive it. Yeah.
And if you do get it, what to do energetically after you do get it so that you minimize the effects.
And it really works. We never got the virus, but we've had clients that have had it. And one of their very first phone calls was to us. And I have to tell you, it works. The clearings that are on the website, they work because this is this COVID and even the Delta variant, we'll talk about that in just a minute. It's really strong negative energy. I know that everybody's like so tired of hearing about COVID. You're right. So are we. But the bottom line is it's right in front of us and it's up to us to take care of ourselves. And how we do that is we use the clearing. And then of course, we follow a few guidelines to make sure that we are as safe as we can be.
The source of the COVID virus is an energy. And we see that energy is really dark.
And it's mean and it's vicious and it really wants to hurt.
Wants to hurt as many people as possible.
So
when we looked at the Delta variant, we saw that meanness.
Oh.
The meanness is so much worse with the Delta variant than it is with the regular COVID
Exactly.
vaccine. We saw the difference in it, that it's more angry. It's
the word is vicious I would use.
Mean. It wants to take out as many people as possible.
It does. It does.
Does that mean you should be afraid of it? No. Clear that anger that you have within you that may attract that meanness.
Yes.
You know?
Well, and also clear the fear of getting it, meaning that when you have this fear, it opens you up. So clear it, but also take steps to make yourself to protect yourself and your family from all of this, as opposed to ignoring what the science is saying. Clear the blocks so you can see that the science is telling you the truth.
Well, in this particular case, I mean, we've done shows about how we question science and some of their conclusions all the time.
Of course we do.
I have personal experience with that, and we both do. So it's, unfortunately, it's not that clear cut, mm-hmm. but the problem is that I don't know of a better alternative. We should say that we both are vaccinated, and
we are.
We made that choice, and we know that if there's any side effects to the vaccine that come up in the future, we're going to clear them.
Absolutely.
You know, so we're going to take care of ourselves.
Yes.
So let's do the key points, and then
okay. So and then we're going to teach everyone how to clear. Correct.
Exactly.
So Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
For back to school decisions, always clear your intense emotions first.
Mm-hmm.
Continue to clear even in a difficult school situation. Objectivity comes after you cumulatively clear.
Right.
The real enemy for you and your child is negative energy.
Keep clearing. Yes.
And the ecosystem approach teaches you to take an energy approach to life by clearing your negative emotions for the best outcome.
I love it. So Jason's going to teach you how to clear for those of you who don't know, or you heard about us for the first time today.
And let's just use this again for an example. And
here, I'll hold it up and you talk.
Okay. Well, so you can sit, stand, lay down. This will be really great for your kids. They can bicycle ride and do clearing.
Yes.
They could put it on their handlebars. You don't have to have this image. You can do it with your imagination.
Mm-hmm.
But so we have these, the words are right here, the clearing statement.
It's right here.
Right. I direct all my resources and all dimensions to eliminate. And when we say to eliminate, gather up the emotions, whether it's emotions, barriers, veils, and illusions.
Feelings.
Put them into the processor.
Put them in the top, in the processor, right there.
Blow them out with a gentle breath. It doesn't have to be a strong breath. A big breath doesn't do more clearing than a gentle breath.
Exactly. In fact, it sometimes, you know, too much is hyperventilating. But then after we do all that, and we're going to do that more in the next segment, then we're going to activate life force energy. Life force energy is the most powerful energy that any of us has access to. And we're going to call upon it. We're going to have it come in through the top of our head, go all the way to the tips of our toes. We're going to have it stop right there. We're going to turn it around. We're going to use the power of that energy to remove more negative energy. And by the way, this is the most amazing thing I have ever done in my lifetime. So stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to do some clearing to help you with back to school stress and to help you to get your kids doing the clearing game. And by the way, help you do the clearing game. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. We are sitting in for Dr. Pat today. You're listening to and watching Transformation Talk Radio.
Listen up. The wealth you receive is a result of your personal relationship with the soul of money, meaning your spiritual well-being affects your ability to create abundance. Jennifer Bloom works with people to mend the spiritual disconnects that block up the cash flow. How's your relationship with yourself? Are you in balance with the divine? I know, these are big questions, but there are answers. Take Jennifer's free money relationship quiz to learn where you need to focus your energy and watch yourself grow into the abundance you deserve. Trust the divine. Learn to receive. You are worthy of all the wealth you seek. Visit jenniferbloom.com and click on the purple banner to take the free money relationship quiz. That's Jennifer Bloom, BLOOME.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Tune into Hungry for Answers every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com with me, Robin Clare. I am a recovery coach, professional, and best-selling author, bringing you eye-opening conversations about addiction and groundbreaking tools for recovery. To learn about me and my offerings, visit clarity.com. That's Claire, C-L-A-R-E-I-T-Y.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Does your life often feel like an emotional tsunami where rogue waves crash down on you, leaving you feeling hopeless and wondering if it will ever end? Do you wish to awaken the dormant strength inside of you? Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Start today by scheduling a complimentary consultation with Martinet. Dive into your healing journey and begin to see your life in a new light. Visit martinetemmons.com and make your appointment today.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to do some clearing to help you with back to school stress, to help you to get your kids doing the clearing game and you too. So with that said, Jason, you ready to get started?
Here we go. So Okay. Again, remember, we do a clearing statement and we have it on the card here. Yep. And here we go. Card. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate any numbness I have to my feelings about back to school. Gather up that numbness and blow it into the top of the processor there.
Right there.
And you can use your imagination. If you're listening on the radio, just blow it into a trash can. But
exactly.
Go to our website, theecosystemapproach.org, and sign up for that free section so you can get a picture of the processor and you know what it looks like. And you can either remember it or print it out and cut it out.
Exactly. So, with that, we're going to continue on with the clearing. And to eliminate, that shortened just a little bit, the barriers, so I can get rid of my own stress and anxiety when it comes to having my kids go back to school. Pick all that up with a breath and then throw it into the top of that processor right there.
And to eliminate any intense feeling of worry, anxiety, or frenzy I have about my kids, about myself, about COVID.
About everything.
When it comes to going back to school.
And by the way, clearing those things individually is really a good idea. It really helps.
Take a breath.
And to eliminate my feelings of fear and hurt and shame that makes me feel insecure about myself and actually even doing the clearing game. I release and let go all of those fears and hurts and worries and shames. Take a breath. Right there.
And to eliminate the barrier so I can see that emotions are energies and they build up and they need to be cleared. That's why we do the clearing game. Take a breath.
Nice and easy. And by the way, I've replaced the clearing game I've replaced sugar with the clearing game in the afternoon when I wanted sugar the most. Okay. So, and to eliminate
you've used clearing instead of eating chocolate. Eating I get it.
Chocolate. Okay. And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see when my anger is out of control and I can't be objective. And by the way, you could say anger/fear is out of control and I can't be objective. Take a nice breath and then drop it right here, all that negative energy in the processor.
And to eliminate any feelings of fear and terror that makes me lose my objectivity.
That's huge because those are two different things, but they both connect to objectivity. Nice and easy. And to eliminate any barriers so I can perceive the motive of information of what I'm listening to. Take a nice breath. And then ask myself, am I hearing the truth or am I hearing things that will motivate me, or not motivate me, but will manipulate me. I release and let go the false belief that says, in order for me to do something, I have to be manipulated. And I even have to manipulate myself, when the truth is, no, that's not the truth.
Put it in the top there.
Put it in the top there.
And to eliminate any resistance to changing, to having my teenagers change so they can do the clearing game.
Yes.
And so imagine them in your mind's eye. Imagine this energy going from their bodies into the processor.
Into the processor.
And to eliminate, I'm just going to go on a roll here, to the false belief that persistence won't work with my teenagers, when the truth is, no matter how little response I get from them, it's the clearing is still having an effect.
And it really works. We
and it
have
accumulates.
Seen it.
Yes,
we have seen it.
Take a breath.
So take a breath.
And I'd like to just jump to the life force here real quick.
Absolutely. Here we go. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force energy, the most powerful energy that anyone has access to. And I activate it right now. I'm going to call upon it to come in through the top of my head, go all the way down my torso and my arms, clear to the tips of my toes. I'm going to stop it right there. I'm going to turn it around, and I'm going to use that life force energy so I can have clarity, awareness, objectivity, and creativity for me regarding using the ecosystem approach and every single day in my life. Take a breath, nice and easy. Pull it in, and now blow out any negative energy that's blocking you from that request right now.
One last one for activating life force.
So okay.
I had to activate life force so that I can trust that the clearing game is going to work. It's going to work for me and my kids right now.
Right.
Take a breath.
I love that. And then I just want to do one more, and to activate life force so I can be happy and healthy and creative, especially figuring out how to use the ecosystem approach, but also be healthy and happy and have fun and do laughter and have joy in my life, not only for me, but for my entire family and everything that we do each and every day. Take a nice breath, pull it in. Pull it in for your entire family. Nice and easy. Jason, what are we going to talk about? Well, let's see, next week?
Yes, it's going to be next week. We're going to pre-record that show. It's going to be Memorial Day. But this is an exciting show for me.
Okay.
Because the secret to unlimited potential is the understanding and the elimination of dark energy in your life.
Dark energy / negative energy.
Yes.
Okay.
And we call it the sandwich effect. So when the dark energy sandwiches in between, you know, good things that happen.
Yes.
You know, we think of dark energy as black and white. Like it's this dark energy over here and this is all white.
Right.
All light. It's doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
It's always on both sides. It slithers in between. It's always anything that that good that's happened, there's some dark energy there. Anything that's totally bad, there's some good energy there.
And one of the things that people say is, yep, that happened. And I was waiting for that other shoe to drop.
Yeah. Well, and this is the way to get rid of it. And we're going to talk about that because what's exciting about this is that if you understand the sandwich effect, your potential, there's no limit then to your potential.
I love that. So, Jason, why is the ecosystem approach so important for not only me personally, but for the audience out there?
Well, if something that we've talked about today has touched you, if you say, I want this clearing game for my kids, or I just want to, I don't care about my kids, or I just want it for me.
Right.
Or maybe you don't have any kids, you know.
And that's okay, too.
By the way, this works for your dog or your
pet. It does. We've used it on our animals.
So, you know, this is the perfect thing. Go to our website right now, theecosystemapproach.org. Mm-hmm. And it's all one word, theecosystemapproach. And it's .org, not com. It's .org, O-R-G. And sign up for a free section. Do that right now.
Okay.
You get these weekly newsletters with the clearing every single week. And then go to our Facebook page.
Okay.
Also, theecosystemapproach.org in Facebook. Like us, watch the video, watch it again over and over
Make
again.
Make comments. We'd
Have
love
your
to hear
kids watch it. Yes,
exactly.
And we normally do our show? Want to say
Normally we do our show on Mondays at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern time. And by the way, this is Transformation Talk Radio, but you've been listening and watching the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia.
Remember, your ecosystem is the most important one in the world.
Thanks again, Dr. Pat.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.